But first, state lawmakers could be dealing with a budget shortfall upwards of $100 million next year. The legislature's budget analyst told a panel of lawmakers and the state's Finance Advisory Committee that a drop in tax revenue is a big part of that. Joining me to talk about this is a member of that committee, economist Jim Rounds with Rounds Consulting. And Jim, so there's less money coming into the state's general fund, and the numbers are fairly high, especially right for people who don't work on the state budget.
Yeah, well, we're talking about $100 million that was identified. A big chunk of that had to do with the fact that revenues last year came in less than what was budgeted. So it was a very tight budget this year. But you have to put that in perspective. $100 million sounds like a lot, but we're talking about such a massive budget, many, many billions of dollars. It's a very small forecast error. And when you're dealing with $100 million or less, usually there's some additional things you can do in terms of, I don't want to say gimmicks, but there are things that you can do to get from one year to the next.
And I want to talk about some of those potential solutions in a minute, but let's talk about why the state is coming in a little less. And there's been a lot written about tax cuts that have been phasing in over the past several years, specifically corporate income taxes that are to blame. Is that the culprit?
It's not the culprit, but it's an easy scapegoat because it's simple. And the fact is, a lot of things make the economy tick. You can't just point to one thing, but when you're covering an individual topic, you usually can only point to maybe one individual tax or something like that. But when this was analyzed several years ago, we had a very high corporate income tax rate. It was close to 7% and it wasn't competitive. It wasn't dropped down to be an excessively low rate. It's close to 5%, which is right about in the middle, which is what people were recommending. So revenues are coming in less as that gets phased in, but the base revenues were around 4%. But sales taxes have been weaker than expected. Individual income taxes have been weaker than expected. So it's really more related to the weak economic recovery across the nation.
So yes, there is less money coming in from the corporate income tax, which you have to expect. If you cut taxes, you're going to bring in less money. But you're saying that there's also less money coming in from other taxes in addition to the less money coming in from corporate taxes.
Yeah, you can't just identify one particular thing. And so, for example, if we're making a competitive tax base and we're marketing the state, we have economic development programs, we're doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing, you might have a little less revenue in one category, but the broader economy is growing more rapidly. And so I think it's confusing the matter a little bit because you can't just do what the legislature has done, which is the only thing you can really do when you're being asked, what is the value, what is the cost of the corporate income tax cut? They just take the difference between the old rate and the new rate, and then they increase the current base by that difference. Well, that doesn't bring in this dynamic of what makes the economy tick. And I'm not talking about trickle-down stuff. I'm talking about basic economic fundamentals that people accept. A lot of things matter. It includes education spending, transportation spending, everything else. We have to find balance. And unfortunately, the corporate income tax is taking a hit in terms of this publicity, even though the rate is about right in the middle where it should be.
One of the things that's been floated is to put a hold on further phase-in of tax cuts that were implemented a few years ago. Is that a good idea, do you think?
No, I very much dislike that idea. It's almost completely phased in right now. We still need to see additional numbers this year. I'm more concerned about longer-term projections. I think the economy is improving. I'm a little bit more comfortable with the economy this year and maybe next, but I want to be cautious as you're going into year 3 and 4. So we have to be careful with long-term spending commitments, but I think that the numbers could be a little bit better than we're anticipating right now, but we need to wait and see what's going to happen in the next few months. But what if we looked at the broader tax base? What if we did like we did before, but a little bit more robust? What if we took a look at the sales tax and we identified maybe we do need to broaden the base a little bit and tax some services, but then reduce the rate, use some of that for a more efficient individual income tax, and maybe use some of that for education spending and transportation spending. The reason I make this sound complicated is it is complicated, and we have to think in these terms. We cannot analyze the economy like we keep doing one item at a time.
Looking at changing the tax code, though, is that a solution for lawmakers this next year? I mean, they're going to have, as you say, $100 million that they're going to have to close at least in the budget. Can changing the tax code do that, or are we looking at more spending cuts?
I think in terms of the tax code, that would help us stabilize the broader business cycle longer term. But it has to be along with all the other things that we were just talking about that make the economy tick. In terms of this year, first thing, we should wait and see if revenues come in a little bit stronger than what's currently being projected, because that $100 million could go down to zero very quickly. We can make some spending decisions. There are one-time things that usually can be done. Let's wait and see what happens and then maybe react. There's always something you can do over a one-year period and sometimes two before you start talking about raising taxes.
It sounds like you're not terribly concerned that we're going to be going back to like 2008, 9, 10, when there was just spending cuts across the board, almost every service in state government got hit.
No. The economic recovery is weak by historical standards, but we're doing okay. You know, we're still a top 10 state in most economic categories. We'll continue to be that. We'll be top five again sometime. The next economic downturn is probably going to be relatively mild unless something new crops up. But I think we're going to have some pretty strong economic growth going forward. And I'm not saying that what we've done, we're going to grow ourselves out of it necessarily because of tax policy or something else. But in terms of every state that we looked at, and I looked at this years ago when we went through the downturn, I really legitimately ranked us number 50th in terms of our ability to respond, our economic development programs, needing to tweak tax policy a little bit, how we market the state. We had nothing going on. We've advanced more than any other state over just 5 years. And so I think we should feel proud about where we're going, but let's not derail that momentum that we have. We have done some great things compared to where we used to be.
All right. That's economist Jim Rounds with Rounds Consulting. He's also a member of the Finance Advisory Committee. Jim, thanks a lot for coming in.
Good to see you.